Lovers Rock, Dance All Reggae Music, on CITR Rock Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the feels and spread it gently. Jump less and jump high dance. Jump out. Bless out.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy shine of Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam speaking
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
Good morning, this is Randy Pione on KRES Radio. It's a good day to be indigenous.
Hey, Victor! Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor! Victor's mom makes the best fry bread in the whole world. It's so good they use it for communion back home.
Hey Victor, did you hear that Unceded Airways is watching Smoke Signals?
Mark your calendars for Wednesday, March 20th.
I mean, every Indian in the world was there.
Whenever the ancestors say so.
So about 6:30 Munyan time.
At CITR 101.9 FM's movie night, you'll be provided with refreshments that are passed down from generation to generation.
An icon from res to res.
I was told it was risen from the dead.
A staple at feasts across all of Turtle Island.
A pairing made by the creator.
Fry bread and Pepsi.
Check our Instagram at Unceded Airwaves for the poster. Hi, hi.
I think it's a fine example of the oral tradition.
Hello everyone, you're listening to Mixtroph on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people here at UBC campus. Hope everyone's having a lovely sunny afternoon. It's pretty beautiful out, feeling good personally. I hope whatever struggles or tribulations you've been going through this week, you're nearing the end, you're getting to the weekend, tomorrow's Friday, that's exciting. So basically, today's episode, so normally I'm joined by my co-host, Owen, but I think he's on his way, he's doing something, he's finishing an essay, but he'll be here soon, and this is actually his idea for an episode, and it's going to be a June episode, June as in the epic sci-fi saga. So I'm gonna sort of wait for him to be here, hopefully in the next like 10 minutes, but now I'm just gonna play some weird music to get you in the mood, because it's gonna be a weird episode. Don't go anywhere. That last track was Les Électroniciens by Bruno Spoglieri. Just a weird track I found. We're going to be playing some cool space music today, trying to get you guys in the mood. So here's the next one by the legendary Lonnie Liston Smith. Visions of a New World, which is what we will provide to you in this radio hour.
Thank you.
This is Visions of a New World, Part 1 and Part 2. Or Phase 1 and Phase 2 by Lonnie Liston Smith. We're now joined by Owen. He's arrived.
Yeah, finally. I was doing some spice.
Lost. Oh, sorry. Your mic was off.
On.
Yeah,
I'm good now.
Now we're good.
Alright.
You were, yeah. You were just, you took an express flight from Arrakis. He's here now.
I had to ride the worm to get here.
Yep. Glad you could make it.
Yeah.
So, episode today is Dune.
Yeah. So, one of my favorite sci-fi books of all time. Many attempts have been made to put it into film. We're going to talk about a few of those today. But the one recently, I really liked it. I think a lot of people did.
You watched the new one? Okay. Yeah. In cinemas? On big screen?
Yeah, with the Zendaya, Timothy Chalamet kissing. That was great.
Okay, cool.
Only scene I really remember, you know.
Were there some epic sandworm scenes there as well?
Yeah, right in the Shai-Hulud.
That's pretty cool. So, okay. Dune.
Yeah,
let's give some context, because we're assuming everyone knows what it is. Maybe some people are just like, what is that? Well.
Yeah, so sci-fi epic written by Frank Herbert.
Yep.
In the 50s, I believe.
Something like that.
And then, like, probably 15, 20 years later is when the first installment of, you know, like, movie rights was kind of coming around. That's when, like, sci-fi was getting big and, like, media and stuff was... when was Star Wars? Like, early 80s, right?
I think, maybe a bit before that.
Yeah, so Dune was even before that because it was so famous.
Dune is
in
the originator.
Circles.
Yeah, Dune is very influential in terms of sci-fi fantasy as a genre. It's basically, to give you the brief rundown, it's basically a bunch of space empires fighting over this spice, which is this drug
melange.
You can get. Yeah, melange that you can get only on this desert planet.
And
they're all fighting over it, and they're all, it's this crazy story. It's very developed, very well thought out in terms of, you know, the
political
ecology and kind of the warfare. It's this super rich story. Yeah. So, yeah, cool story. Thanks, Mum, for having that on the shelf growing up. It was insightful.
Yeah, it was me. For me, it was my nerdy uncle.
Oh, yeah?
Who was like, you have to read this. And he bought me a copy. And I was like, it was kind of even what got me into sci-fi, along with a few other things. But
yeah, it's pretty good. So have you read any of the other books apart from
No, I started the second one, then I got distracted. But
fair.
First one, I can tell you.
Yeah, I heard that, like, after the first... I've only read the first one as well, and it just gets super insane. And it gets into, like... the whole religious war, and
I think I was so glad that they did that in the movie, because some of my favorite scenes in the book are the scenes on the Harkonnen home planet where Fade Rotha, you know, he's kind of the bad guy in the movie, he's like battling in the Colosseum. That was insane.
That was a crazy scene. I'm just recalling that now. I really like the scenes as well, with the Baron, and just like imagining him like this big big evil dude flying around in this like suspender chair thing.
Let's get back and then let's play the first one. So Jodorowsky, he's a like avant-garde filmmaker in the like
the 60s, Holy Mountain 70s. You might know that one. Kind of weird, not for me, but very interesting, unique director. And he was first given the rights, right, to Dune?
Yeah, I forget who contracted him, but he was working with a couple of the artists. I think the H.R. Giger, the like famous artist that did a lot of what is it called, biomechanic.
Oh yeah,
he did a lot of the like art that was supposed to inspire some of the, you know, set design and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was also this album that was made that I'm not really sure how it came around, but I found it and I wanted to play one of the songs from
it. Is that this one by Kurt Stenzel?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're going to get into that one. And so this is some of the earliest music made for this concept of Dune based on the book.
Yeah.
It's called Nebula. Thank you. That was Trip to Arrakis by Toto.
Yeah, I bless the rains down in Arrakis. They should have done that one.
Yeah. Which one? The Say again, what was the name of the...
What, the movie? Oh, yeah. So the first one we played was from the Jodorowsky concept
album. Right, yeah.
And then the last one was from the David Lynch... awesomely strange David Lynch film. I think it's 1984.
Yeah. kind of loses the plot at the end there. It's pretty infamous for its terrible effect. But yeah, I don't know.
Interesting costume design.
Interesting costume design. Definitely difficult to like pull off the vision at that time with the technology available. I think now Hollywood is really putting a bunch of money into it.
The shields in the new one were pretty...
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Pretty cool looking.
Yeah, do you know the origin of like what inspired Dune? Like the concept for Frank Herbert?
Yeah, like so Frank Herbert lived in California during, you know, like hippie era, and he took acid. He somehow got his hands on some acid, and that's what inspired like the spice and stuff. And he was really into like cultural, you know, he had a lot of cultural sources that he took his stuff from as well. So he was like researching and like doing acid and having these like spiritual experiences.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was reading something earlier today about specifically maybe we're getting different sources here, but I understood that he's actually from Washington. I read that he grew up in Tacoma, Washington, and he in on the coast of Oregon, there are these sand dunes that kind of like that change all the time because of the strong winds, and there's nothing to like hold it down. So they're these sand dunes that are constantly like changing shape. And then he went to check these out and was super interested in them, and that he wrote like a short story about them, because there were efforts by ecologists at the time, like this is in the 50s and 60s, trying to like plant grasses into the dunes to like kind of, you know, keep the sand together.
Yeah.
So I think that was like, yeah, maybe it was like different experiences that he kind of put together.
Yeah, I'm sure he was part of the West Coast culture for sure.
Yeah.
But that's cool, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway, we're gonna... So our collection of songs today is just a bunch of stuff that's either inspired directly by Dune. I learned while like sort of looking into this that there's a lot of like doom metal bands that are...
No, they love Dune. They absolutely love Dune. Yeah, because it's very like mystic, and I like the...
Yeah,
that kind of aspect of it.
Right.
It's very easy to write lyrics about like Thed Rotha.
Yeah, exactly. Sandworms. But this one that we're listening to now is kind of this weird... What were you just telling me about it? There was some... It was a tape that was found in some used bin.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's like a famously found online. They're like big in like, you know, music circles. It's, the band's Panchico. I think they're actually coming to Vancouver in...
Oh, okay,
soon.
Cool.
But yeah, the way they got like rediscovered, because they weren't big when they released this, but somebody found their tape that was like rotting in like a used bin somewhere in the UK, uploaded it online, and like the rest is history for them. They had like a resurgence.
Wow.
Like 4 years ago. But yeah, this song is
Dune inspired. The Eyes of Ibad. The quality is pretty
we can interesting. Also play the non...
Yeah, I mean, this tape was found in, like, you can hear immediately, like, the quality of this track. What other things did you want? So, there's also this song, Sandworms, by David Matthews. I think it was, like, another... He composed an album that was influenced by Dune.
Yeah, it's a cool track.
Should we get into that one? Cool. Let's listen to this. This is called Sandworms.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mixotroph, CITR, 101.9 FM. This is the June episode. Although that last track is actually from Star Wars.
Yeah, we were debating about whether to play that because we thought it might be a little bit...
insulting.
Heresy.
Yeah. But we did want to show that Star Wars took a lot from June.
Yeah, very highly influenced all the screen... screenwriting that was done for that.
And what you were saying as well is that just Star Wars did a better job of like commercializing the whole thing and making it this whole phenomenon, whereas like Jodorowsky, he had this crazy idea. I think his initial idea for the film, he wanted it to be like 30 hours long. The story within Dune is just so complex, it is kind of hard to like condense into this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. He was also kind of crazy. Like, he cast his own son as the main character.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Yeah, like, Star Wars just was able to do what Dune was not. And so finally, I guess they, Hollywood realized they needed to come around and they capitalized off of it. So.
Yeah, but there's definitely a lot of similarities. Arrakis, Tatooine.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not going to harp on that. We're here to celebrate music of Dune.
Celebrate the triumph of Dune.
The triumph of Dune and stuff that's kind of in the same vein, the spirit of Dune. And that's why I picked this next one. Kraftwerk, absolute banging tune. Imagine yourselves on the planet of Giedi Prime. You're trying to escape. Prison escape.
The Sardaukar are tracking you down.
Yep. Better get away from them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. And that last one was by Grimes, Fade Wrath of Dark Heart, off of the album. I forget what's the album called, but it's all Dune inspired. One of her first ones, Gady. In 2010. Oh yeah, Gady Primes.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's one of her best albums. You know, people, it doesn't really get the mainstream recognition that some of the others do. So
yeah, definitely. That's the kind of person who'd be super into Dune.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now
they hand it out in Montreal.
Oh yeah, they do.
If you get the, spice. The artist commune, the spice and the Dune
and a copy of Dune, yeah.
And then they send you in a room with Ableton Live.
There's got to be some people who are in some like super weird like Dune cults or something.
A Dune
obsessive
cult.
Fandom. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna say I'm Paul Atreides and I'm leading I'm the Lisan El Gaib.
Yeah.
It's me.
You should do it, man.
I'm so charismatic and I can speak Arrakis.
Can you withstand incredible pain?
Well, I don't. Can he?
Yeah, there's that. What do you remember that scene where he's like getting stabbed by the thing, or he puts his hand in the box?
Oh, the box.
You think you could pass that?
Yeah, bro. I burnt my hand cooking the other day. It's like probably the same thing.
Not looking good. Okay. Well, just for fun, we're playing this. The Spice Radio Mix
by Arrakis.
By Arrakis.
Club banger.
Yeah, you know, it's fun.
I don't know when is it from. Like what year?
I don't know. If I had to guess,
we're gonna be
1998.
Oh yeah. Y2K night.
Yeah. It's pretty hype. But
It's really influenced musicians throughout history.
It's true. It is an incredible, incredible franchise. Yeah, cool. Well, we're going to move on after this track to this song that I found called Forever Heavy by this weird band that I thought would kind of be in theme, kind of weird space psychedelia. So yeah, we're gonna get into that one, and then
for the last one, let's play the hip hop one.
The hip hop one. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good track. But right now we're gonna get into some music from Black Moth Super Rainbow. We'll be right back. Beautiful. This is Forever Heavy. Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Yeah.
I like saying that. It's a good band name. That was what Paul was listening to on his first time trying Spice.
With the cries and that. Yeah. That first battle when he beat the guy.
When he became Mwad Dib.
Mwad Dib. I like that, bro. I like little mice. Little desert mice.
Little mice? What are you referring to?
Mwad Dib is like a little mouse.
It's that's right. Yeah.
Cool. It's like the cute little mouse thing. Yeah, anyways. Okay.
Anyways.
For our last song, we're going to play a little bit of this hip-hop track. It's like interestingly influenced by Dune. I don't know, I just see another example. I think the album's called House Atreides.
Oh, right. Right, it is.
Yeah.
This is kind of like
DJ Flash Gordon, pretty,
okay,
pretty famous. This, I don't know who the rapper is though.
Cesar Comanche.
Yeah.
House Atreides. Kind of some cool production. Yeah. So yeah, this is gonna be our last track riding out to this. Hope you guys didn't turn off immediately after hearing this weird music we've been playing today. Next, in 2 weeks' time, every other Thursday is the time slot of our show. Bring something cool, some new world music, something completely different. So, yeah, we're gonna let you guys enjoy this.
Yeah, it's gonna be back next week for not sand but rock.
Rock? Rock themed?
I don't know.
And it's not next week. It's the week after.
We need less.
Don't forget next week. Anyway, we'll shut up now.
Glass.
Hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And
you can't silence me. I'm the voice of independent radio.
All right. Would have said something wild going, no one living it through. We just discussed our limited food. But see my trust, I something you cannot buy. One lie, pathetic try, soon clothing it too. We just deny things all of us knew. My life is so kind, open eyes so willingly blind. Some supplies don't fit the design. It's a knife that I buried in you with your back turned. And a slight that you in fact earned. You was just born with the trait. Silly apes just covered in scorn. Celebrate so failing to prove, came across vast space in a time. Why didn't we move? Sound, no love, ancient battleground, you must bleed, so much that you're gonna drown, fat on the front lines of course, but a race from the hell I report, men will not take a back seat to what is true, to doubt in early bedtime, maybe a few, way up the pipeline, can't bear the sight of a feminine spotlight, share of the throne just simply is not right, or all wrong, captain singing a sad song, and lifelong, filled with regret, but a cadet strong, empathy gone, one day a vet stand up to abuse. Yeah, this world passed two set of rules, came across vast space in a time, why didn't we move?
It's there.